The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the choice. Will we determine our disputes in the courts or with elections? Democracy is not really what America is. Obviously, we're a republic, but the people talking about democracy are willing to use the legal system to lock up political dissidents. We talk about that. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. The people that are running our society, the Marxists that have infiltrated our government, the FBI, the CIA, the intel agencies, corporate America, the banks, and the tech companies, they had to make a choice. They were waiting and waiting and waiting. Whether or not Donald Trump was going to run for the presidency again, and it looked like he was, or he was kind of half in and half out. And as soon as Donald Trump really started to signal last summer, June of 2022, that he was going to run, the plan got dusted off. The tabletop exercises of the people chattering in Martha's Vineyard to Aspen to Sun Valley, they said, it's time. They had to make a choice. And the choice was very simple. It's that this beautiful document, the greatest political document ever written, the United States Constitution, my handy dandy Turning Point USA copy of our United States Constitution, put that aside. Donald Trump is such an existential threat. The movement that he has created of different ages, backgrounds, the muscular class, ordinary people, it must be stopped at all costs. Ends justify the means. Throw away any morals or values or virtues or precedent or history. This guy is a threat, and what he brings to the country is a threat. Threat to the banking cabal that deteriorates our currency. A threat to their open border agenda. A threat to the corporate leviathan that is strangling you, a threat to the Great Reset, as we call it time and time again. They must stop him, and they had to make a choice. Do we do what we did in 2020, which is barely sneak by mail-in ballots, Zuckerberg, Zuckerboxes, $400 million to Center for Technology and Civic Life, call the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation a total lie that 50 intel officials signed? Do we do that again, or do we just reduce the risk? In business, you do everything you possibly can to mitigate risk. There's entire divisions to McKinsey and Deloitte that are in risk mitigation. They have on their business card, I am the vice president of risk mitigation at Goldman Sachs. I am the senior director of risk mitigation. They teach you in colleges how to mitigate risk. And it's really not that simple. You don't need to go to Harvard or Yale to figure it out, or Stanford. It's really simple. You eliminate variables. That's it. For 4 years, you read a bunch of books. And how do you eliminate risk or reduce risk? You eliminate variables. That's it. So therefore, they look at the problem of populism, nationalism, the problem of flyover country having a voice, a problem of Hispanics and blacks coming in the Republican direction in a huge way. And they say, how do we mitigate the risk? And the architects of our society, the people that want to remain in charge and continue the plunder of you, continue the grooming of your children, continue the crime spree in America, they have a choice to make. And the choice is very simple. Do we allow elections to continue, or do we do this in the courts? Do we just use the justice system and get this over with? Hilariously, these are the very same people that lecture us about our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. They don't care about any of it. The hypocrisy or the self-contradiction is so clear, they don't care. That's how big of a threat Donald Trump is and his whole movement is. And it's not just about Trump. I'm going to show you it is a Maoist playbook to go after anybody that fills a void or a role, whether it be the top satirists, journalists, communicators, or the rank and file, top down, bottom up, big squeeze. This is the choice. Night of the long knives, there is no going back, and the choice is clear. We are not going to mess around with elections anymore. Elections are a distraction. Elections have too much risk. If you spend time with these risk mitigation experts at Goldman Sachs or at Citibank, these are people that want you to be at home, masked, and alone for the next 2 years because you might have a risk of catching COVID. Think about that type of mentality. Eliminate all variables. Does not matter what the cost is. And the biggest variable to their globalist Great Reset takeover remains the movement that Donald Trump is the spokesperson of. He is the mascot. He is the symbol. He is the attack vector against the elites. And he must be stopped at all costs. So elections or courts for the defenders of democracy, elections are way too risky. They'll be a last resort. And they'll do the mail-in balloting, the signature stuff, but they're trying to get ahead of it. They cannot allow the movement to ascend and build, ascend and build, ascend and build, because the smart Marxists know that Donald Trump was displaced from the presidency by a cheater, Joe Biden, his cabal, by 42,000 votes, and they are very afraid that they're not going to be able to do that again. So that is exactly why they are going hyper-aggressive. They have mapped this all out. They have backup plans. They have insurance policies. Yes, it is a conspiracy. 100%, but none dare call it a conspiracy because you don't want to be labeled the thing from the Central Intelligence Agency, even though we have evidence after evidence that we have multi different actors in organizations, private, public, CIA, FBI, Google, Facebook, Zuckerberg, working in tandem. If there ever was a conspiracy, this is certainly darn a conspiracy. You got Jack Smith working with Fannie Willis. You have Jack Smith working with the Michigan Attorney General. You have Merrick Garland working with the tech companies. I mean, how much more evidence do you need? You have the White House saying, shut up those conservatives on social media, we being one of them. And so the decision has been made. Elections are too risky. We have to do this the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way is by force. We have to do this with handcuffs, trials, rigged juries. And this is the plan. Because you having a voice, you being able to show up and participate in a fair and free election, they have flashbacks to 2016. They have flashbacks to screaming at the glass ceiling that was supposed to be broken by Hillary Clinton. They're not going to risk that again. The Democrats have gamed out 2024 while Republican primary candidates and the RNC is non-existent, worrying about who's going to show up to some debate, some vice presidential debate is what it's at now. Not spending money on the infrastructure. You are living through 2024. You know, I got asked by a donor recently, and I'm about to spend some time with a lot of them tomorrow. Some great people, some that are misguided. That's fine. They say, Charlie, how do you think 2024 is going to play out? I said, it's playing out right now. It's all happening right now. This is not a matter of the future. You are living in the current. It's the present. The Democrats have a plan. They've dusted it off. They're going for it. It is risky. It's unprecedented. We've never seen it before. But they have to eliminate threats. And think about it. It's not just Donald Trump. They're trying to make examples across the board. Douglas Mackey, a young man, faces a decade in prison for a joke. It's always the mark of a totalitarian to lock up the humorists and the satirists. If you dare make fun of the regime, gulag. Stalin was famous for that. The satirists, the humorists, the people that made cartoons, they were the first ones to the gulag. So Douglas Mackey, an innocent young man, faces a decade in prison for a misapplication of the KKK Act, an 1870s-era law. Steve Bannon, top political strategist and communication, let's just say, armor-piercing shell for the conservative populist nationalist movement, faces 4 months in federal prison for quote-unquote contempt of Congress, even though Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas, and Mark Zuckerberg have all done their own form of contempt of Congress. James O'Keefe, top political journalist under three current federal investigations, kicked out of his nonprofit, being sued in every single direction, sued by his former employer, investigated by state attorneys general. Why? Because James O'Keefe is an effective journalist. These are the people that protect journalists at all costs. Electors in Michigan, MAGA moms and MAGA grandmoms living off of Social Security and Medicare now have to go into debt, into near bankruptcy to defend themselves because they signed a piece of paper that was never actually used as alternate electors based off the 1960 election, and they're trying to crush them. This is the whole ballgame. Elections are a distraction. Elections are a risk for these people. The stakes are too high. We're going to talk about how we can counter it and the developments over the weekend, but they have made their choice. They want nothing to do with elections. They want this solved with handcuffs, subpoenas, rigged juries, and zip code justice. All right, you've probably heard me. It's actually now 25 pounds that I have lost. And I'm sure some of you say, oh, Charlie, I've tried everything. That was me. You know, my first Zoom call with my PhD weight loss, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, come on, guys. All right, I've heard this whole thing before. And boy, was I wrong. They know what they're doing, my PhD weight loss. Look, this is 100% legit. And people say, well, Charlie, you've lost so much weight. And I say, yeah, my PhD weight loss, hello. But look, they have a different approach. And it's Dr. Ashley Lucas. She's great. I text with her. She does a really, really good job. 25 pounds, I'll tell you. And I have more energy and I'm healthier than ever before. Here's why. The program rids your body of the inflammation that is causing so many health problems. If you look around today, America is the fattest it has ever been. Our families, friends, and neighbors are dying of diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's, now called T3 diabetes. PhD has helped so many people who want to have a good, active life, play with their grandkids, travel, hike to a waterfall, go for a bike ride, but their weight was holding them hostage. They don't want any of you on experimental drugs for your brain degeneration from Alzheimer's or homebound with an oxygen tank for heart failure. My PhD weight loss knows that losing weight is the best thing for overall health. We are way too fat as a society. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you say, boy, I'm a little overweight, it's perfectly fine. Do something about it. Use your free will, your agency. Say, you know what? I'm just not where I want to be. This is an empowerment tool for you. All of these things can be prevented. You look at heart disease, what they now call diabesity. By the way, there's a great new book by Dr. Peter Attia about longevity. You want to live long? Lose weight. Look, Dr. Ashley Lucas, she is the master of this, and she is the genius behind my PhD weight loss. So you can call them today at 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. By the way, this is not like a sign up and you're automatically going to lose weight. You got to do some work. You got to apply yourself. It's not a too good to be true thing. But if you have motivation, they will channel that motivation towards a very positive, measurable, and real outcome. Find them online at myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. That is myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. Physician and dietitian developed, individually delivered. Again, I lost 25 pounds and I feel great. If you think you've tried everything, you're wrong until you say you've tried my PhD weight loss. They map you as a whole person. It's not like, hey, just read this book. No. It's a deep dive. It's personalized. It's going to get results for you. MyPhDweightLoss.com. Okay, so over the weekend, Donald Trump posted on Truth Social, if you go after me, I'm coming after you. Let's put it up. No context. Open for interpretation. Now, here would be my non-lawyerly advice to Team Trump. You have a terrible judge who is hyper-aggressive. You have a DOJ that is not acting in good faith to uphold any sort of beacon of justice. They want to shut you up ahead of this primary and ahead of 2024. It's unfair. It's wrong, it's immoral, and it's cheating, but you have to understand that you're under current indictment with a judge that can sign a piece of paper and shut you up. And there's very little you can do at that point. I guess you could appeal or do a motion, but I don't even know how you would remove a gag order. And you must remember, Roger Stone was gagged by a federal judge. Roger Stone was not allowed to talk about anything political or his case. And so President Trump writing this, if you go after me, I'm coming after you. I didn't find anything wrong with it. When I saw that, I was like, okay, he's talking politically. That was my gut instinct. I got back from my Sabbath and my Shabbos. I looked at it. I said, he's talking about some political thing. That's how I interpret it. No joke, no spin. But the Department of Justice interpreted it completely differently. Obviously, because this DOJ sitting around, the feral dogs, as Steve Bannon would say, waiting for any excuse to shut him up. And so now there's in front of this judge Chutkin, who is awful, by the way. She's a vindictive, vengeful judge by all public reports. Ridiculously harsh sentencing. Joy Reid has a take on this that will just blow your mind, where she's like, it's demographic reality setting in, which is like, if you actually go to the depth of what Joy Reid is saying, she's effectively saying that we black people are going to get revenge on you white people. That's not the point. If I were to give any piece of advice to Team Trump, is you legitimately could be silenced. But not legitimately. That's not a fair way to say. You could be. It's not legitimate. It's fake. It's baseless. By a judge that could derail your entire presidential campaign, and DOJ is waiting for that excuse. So if you kind of go to the plus and the negative, what is the upside of truthing? If you go after me, I'm coming after you. Very little upside. The downside is that DOJ is going to spin that and say he's talking about the case. Now, Donald Trump has come out and his attorney has said, no, I'm talking about Club for Growth and Koch brothers. By the way, that is protected speech. It doesn't mention the case. It doesn't mention the judge. It doesn't mention any of it. Now, mind you, to give you an idea of how unfair this judge is, there were four January 6 cases in where the prosecutors sought zero jail time. Chutkin raised the bar of the prosecutor and said, no, I'm actually going to give them 14 days to 45 days. So in a era where we have to be lectured by the Marxist left about prosecutorial overreach, over-sentencing, we have a judge that increases what the prosecutors actually want. That is so rare. Usually the judge undercuts prosecutors. Usually a judge 90% of the time says, okay, you want 2 years, I'll give them 5 months. We have some of the most aggressive prosecutors ever on the January 6 cases, yet she wants them in jail even when they don't. So let me just take a step back and let me give you my honest opinion. The best chance that we have to beat this cabal is to win the 2024 election. That's going to be very hard because Republicans, it's a clown car, it's a circus, they're wasting their money, we've been totally infiltrated. But if we do our job and we act obediently and by the grace of God, he comes in and effectuates a miracle, we got a shot. I believe in the God of miracles. That's not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. It's not sarcastic. The media will make fun of me for saying that. I believe in a God of miracles, and I'm going to remain by that. I believe 2016 had some miraculous components to it. However, it does not help our cause or our case if Donald Trump receives a gag order. So while I found nothing wrong with this truth, he has to play it ultra conservative at this point. He has to. We need Donald Trump to be able to speak. If we lose that, I actually don't think it'll mean much for the presidential race. I think he'll still win. But it will not help us to be able to counter the narratives, to be able to build a political operation. I find nothing wrong with what he truthed. But you cannot even give the regime an inch, a crumb, an iota of a reason. Because do not be surprised if something happens today, something happens tomorrow, something happens later this week, where the regime, Judge Chutkin, signs a piece of paper gagging the leading candidates against the regime. If you listen to my podcast for some time, you've heard me talk about these digestive enzymes called Masszymes from Bioptimizers. Masszymes are 100% plant-based, naturally derived enzymes that digest proteins, starches, sugars, fibers, and fats. And these have been a life changer for my digestion. For those who have never tried Masszymes, it is your chance, so listen up. You can score 10% on your discount on either 120 or 250 caps bottles of Masszymes. Just use promo code KIRK10. The challenge is very simple. Try Masszymes and see all the positive changes of enhanced digestion and nutrient absorption. If your digestion issues, gas, bloating, and fatigue after meals are not gone after you've taken a full bottle, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. To get your bottle of Masszymes right now, start the challenge. Go to masszymes.com/Kirk or use coupon code KIRK10. They're a wonderful company. Check it out right now. Masszymes.com/Kirk. I use it. You should too. Promo code KIRK10. Okay, so let's play this out. Let's say that Judge Chutkin, issues a gag order against Donald Trump and says, you're not allowed to talk about the case. And let's say then Donald Trump violates the gag order. What can be done? Well, very few people know this, but federal judges have arrest authority. She could send federal agents to then go arrest Donald Trump and put him in jail, detain him, fine him, but probably jail him and say, we're done. You're in jail now. Or he could have another separate indictment that would be a hard case to win, another hard one to win, that could actually move very quickly of defying a gag order, which is against federal law. So some of you are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and you're saying Donald Trump should absolutely, certainly ignore the gag order. And by the way, I admit he said absolutely nothing wrong here. Now, sure, you could appeal to another federal judge, maybe. But let's be very clear. Can you gag a political candidate? It's against the First Amendment. Now, understand that the federal judges have far more power than people recognize or realize. This judge could conceivably sign an order and say, Defendant Trump, you are now in pretrial detention for 4 months, no access to a phone. Is it worth taking that risk? Is it worth pushing the boundaries or the barriers to put Donald Trump in a prison cell with no access to phone to defy the gag order? And by the way, its maximum penalty for contempt in federal court is 6 months. But this judge has done all sorts of weird innovations in legal practice. Is this the hill to die on? That's an interesting question. Some of you say right here, Charlie, Donald Trump should defy the gag order, make them arrest him. They're not ready to put Donald Trump in prison. Well, I think they are ready to put him in prison. I think that the recent indictments show that. It's worth asking and it's worth contemplating. We'll find out. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think this judge is going to issue a very sternly, strongly worded final warning, basically saying, Defendant Trump, you keep this up. I'm going to do a gag order. This Truth Social is not enough for me to gag you, but boy, I'm willing to gag you. That is where I think she's going to come down. Someone says, Charlie, can Trump get a gag order on Jack Smith? No. Of course, and this other person says, Charlie, this is all extremely one-sided. Of course it's extremely one-sided. They control the government. Could you imagine living in 1970s China? This Mao guy is really one-sided. We do not live in a free society anymore. The government has unlimited resources. They have favors. They have friends. They control the media. They're all in on it. So you're up against every power center. Every single power center. Let's play some pieces of tape here. Cut 7, writer for The Atlantic, Tom Nichols, tells you why they're doing this. Elections are too risky. We cannot allow him to take power again. That is why a majority of the Democrat Party is in support of these indictments. They do not want to live through the horror show of another Donald Trump presidency. And by the way, just to kind of push back against some of the people running against Donald Trump, Trump was a bad president. If Trump was such a failed president, why are they doing everything they possibly can to prevent a second term of Trump? If Trump was so ineffective, why are they going to such great levels and such great lengths to prevent him from taking office as the 47th president of the United States, 45 and 47. It's kind of strange, isn't it? Play cut 7.
In the end, the voters are the people who have to take charge of the destiny of this country and decide that whatever our other disagreements about policies, that Donald Trump is a threat to the republic and he can't be allowed near power again. I think it's absolutely crucial that Trump is having to go to court and stand before a judge and answer for the things he did. And I think it's important to point out that he did these things. The only question is whether they are actually criminal in the judgment of a court of law.
And to give an idea of how unfair Judge Chutkin is when dealing with conservatives, in the four January 6 cases in which prosecutors did not seek any jail time, Judge Chutkin still ordered jail time ranging from 14 days to 45 days. Overall, one-third of January 6 defendants have received zero jail time. But of the 38 defendants who Judge Chutkin has handled, all of them received jail or prison time. The AP has described her as the number one punisher of January 6 defendants. And now she only gave Trump's legal team one business day to respond to Jack Smith's proposed gag order, ignoring the standard 14-day rule to respond to motions. There is no way that Donald Trump gets a fair trial in front of this activist judge. Now, I want to hear from you, freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you think that Donald Trump should be cautious of a gag order, or do you think he should just say, I don't care, this is the hill to die on? Understand, it's a rigged game, and it's an interesting moral question, isn't it? At what point do you just say, I'm not going to go along with this any longer? My personal opinion is you have one shot, all chips, Texas Hold'em all in, and it's about the election. It's that simple. You have to do whatever increases the likelihood of winning in November 2024. You might be in the audience, you might say, Charlie, it's rigged, it's broken, it's terrible. If that's the case, then the all-in bet is going to fail. But it really is the only solution to this. The only way is through. And yeah, it's going to be an improbable victory of every power center, almost every billionaire oligarch against the man who never should have become president. And so I think you have to look at this prudently of what is the greatest fight that you want to pick. Trump in jail could get him more support on a gag order or less. It could actually give some of these other Republican candidates a chance to increase of support. It also, in my opinion, wouldn't be very wise if we're trying to bring down the temperature to prevent another Fed surrection for January 6th. That would not be a good option. I think Donald Trump on the campaign trail is a good thing for our civil discourse or our narrative. So some of you are saying, Charlie, ignore the gag order, go and let's play hardball. They will send federal agents and arrest him and potentially put him in pretrial detention at the very least. At another indictment, it's like a superseding MAGA indictment. And the technical stuff is sometimes where they get you. He might win on everything. They'll say, oh, by the way, you stole this indictment when you ignored Judge Chutkin. Now, understand, this judge is so radical, she was barely confirmed by the Senate. Barely confirmed by the Senate. But just your daily reminder that we don't have an opposition party in our country. Just looking at the first glance, John Thune voted for this senator. Roger Wicker voted for this senator while he was still a senator. Richard Shelby voted for this senator. Jeff Sessions voted for this judge. I'm sorry, not the senator. For this judge. Tim Scott voted for this judge. And many other Republicans voted for this judge. There was a cloture vote that was close. Okay, so I guess it's a little misleading what I put up. We'll get to that. It's an interesting debate. Should we even give power to a judge? I say you're already in a rigged game. Don't give them an excuse to gag you. Don't give them an excuse. That's where I'm at. It's unfair. You just have to delay. I think the Trump legal strategy right now is just delay everything you possibly can. The least drama possible, delay, delay, delay. Because let's be perfectly honest. You want it all there? If Donald Trump does not win the 2024 election, it is a high likelihood he's going to go to federal prison. It's zip code justice, rigged juries, ferocious prosecutors, and contemptuous judges. Now, some people are saying these newest indictments could get overturned by the Supreme Court of the United States, but you know what probably will not get overturned? A contempt order against a judge. That stuff is pretty easy to prosecute. Judge told you to do this, you do that, and you didn't do that. And I want to just reiterate, Donald Trump truthed nothing wrong. He truthed and said, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. His explanation is that it was the Club for Growth and the Koch brothers who are spending tons of money against Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is only ascendant in the polls. He's only stronger than ever. I get it. I understand why. I talked to it's so interesting. I get these phone calls every couple days. Charlie, I don't get it. How is Donald Trump more popular? My answer is almost always the same. Go to East Palestine, go to a diner and turn off your phone, and then tell me what you hear. Aspen is not a good indicator of how the Republican Party is going to vote. Not a good indicator. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what is life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Governor DeSantis with just a swing and a miss. Oh, my goodness. And I'll tell you why. Play cut 22.
Yes or no, did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Whoever puts their hand on the Bible on January 20th every 4 years is the winner.
Okay, but respectfully, you did not clearly answer that question. And if you can't give a yes or no because on whether or not Trump lost, then how
well,
can
of course,
you...
no, of course he lost.
Trump lost the 2020 election.
Of course. Okay. Joe Biden's the president. But the issue is, I think what people in the media and elsewhere, they want to act like somehow this was just like the perfect election.
Governor
I'm pulling for you, man. This is how you should have answered. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm watching this in real time and I'm going to get hate mail for even showing compassion for DeSantis. Don't care. I am who I am because I really like the guy and I think he's a great governor. He's destroying his political career. Here's what he should have said. Joe Biden cheated just like the Houston Astros. They might have won the trophy, but everyone knows it's fake. That's all he had to say. Boom, one-liner. It's true. Instead, you're seeing here that Ron DeSantis is number one donor. Bigelow from Vegas is coming out and saying Ron DeSantis has to become more moderate. And he even says in the article, he spoke to Ron DeSantis' campaign manager, encouraging them to try to be less extreme. DeSantis' biggest donor warns he stopped funding campaign if he doesn't becoming more moderate. So he's just getting different advice from different places. It's a disappointment. I want to contrast that. Boy, we have a lot to get to. Just, I love this tone from Speaker Kevin McCarthy. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, A plus, play cut 13.
Still saying the election in 2020 was fraud. There was fraudulent activity going on.
Yeah.
That Joe Biden didn't win.
Yeah. And I can say the same thing that Hillary Clinton says about her election that she lost. I can say the same thing about the DNC who said it about the 2016 race. I can say the same thing about those in the Democratic Party from the leadership on down about George Bush not winning, that Al Gore did. But were any of them prosecuted? Were any of them put in jail? Were any of them held with no response to be able to get out? The answer is no.
Continues play cut 14.
So, yeah, you can raise that someone raised a question. And, you know, in America, you are entitled to raise a question. You're entitled to question whether it was honest or not. That's the uniqueness of the First Amendment. That's the uniqueness of America. But you know what? You shouldn't be prosecuted for your thoughts. And the difference here is when Hillary Clinton said it, nothing happened to her. When they said it in Georgia's election, nothing happened to them either. You know what? When the DNC said it, nothing happened to them either. So stop using government to go after people who politically disagree with you.
Love it. I love it. It's great. For Speaker of the House, what a contrast to Paul Ryan, Gutless Wonder, John Boehner. Love it. Good job, Speaker McCarthy. You deserve credit for that. And I know our base agrees. Contrast that with Ron DeSantis, who's just all over the place. It's just whatever. All right, now I have to close out this hour with something that I don't love. I don't love delighting in the suffering of others. I also have this incredible tension. I want America's sports teams to succeed. I love this country. I want us to succeed at every level. I love rooting for America. But how do you handle a sports team that has the American jersey, but it's been infiltrated by anti-American woke activists. That is the U.S. women's national team. And the top leader is Megan Rapinoe, who kneels during the national anthem, who by all public commentary hates the country. She's the team captain. She doesn't even sing the anthem, but I got to tell you, I suspended one of my rules. I saw this and I said, boy, I'm glad they lost. And I don't delight in that, but it's the way it is. If you're going to be an anti-American activist and appropriate the American jersey like you're Miss Pro-America, when in reality, you are a left-wing social justice warrior campus activist with your purple hair talking about how trans things in sports don't exist, well, guess what? I'm glad you missed the kick, and I could do better than you, and I'm not very good at soccer at all. Play cut two.
Rapinoe, right, puts it over the bar!
Smiles and chuckles. They say this is her final national team match. I am glad that she missed and whiffed like she did. It's tough because deep down I want America to succeed, but she is not the best of America. She is a contemptuous, ingrate, not very wise, full of pride, doesn't love the country, loves herself, hyper-narcissistic, and chuckles when she misses. She's a deeply disturbed person. It's too bad for her, but is it really? Because she's never had reverence, that weight, that heaviness, that I'm representing something bigger than myself. And for that, Megan, I'm glad you missed. It wasn't even close. You're a mockery, and your career ends exactly as it should. And with that, I have joy. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.